Well, the Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries has been where you could find Dr. Terry Slayton over the past few years, as he's been working for the state veterinarian's office as the assistant state veterinarian for Alabama. But soon, Slayton will be taking a leave of absence as he explains what his next venture will be.
Well, Randall, I am in the Army Veterinary Reserve Corps, which is just a reserve unit of the Army that supports the troops and what they do. And our unit is deploying a little bit later this year in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. And I guess we're getting ready to be gone for a while from the Department of Agriculture and do a little agriculture somewhere else.
And many who have learned about Slayton serving in the Veterinary Reserve Corps have simply asked, why did you decide to do this?
Well, my wife says it's a midlife crisis, but, you know, I've always been very pro-military, and a couple of my friends, Dr. Rodning, who's the extension veterinarian there at Auburn, and Dr. Brad Fields, who works with the Department of Agriculture, had joined, and I found it really interesting, and I said if I could get an age waiver, Randall, I would do it, and was able to get an age waiver, and I'm happy to be able to serve like that.
He said serving in this position will allow him to take part in a variety of different duties.
I guess the bulk of what I do will be working with the military working dogs to make sure that they're okay and take care of their health, and then supervise food inspectors, because that's an outgrowth of the USDA's meat inspection program that in the Army that falls under the Veterinary Reserve Corps to inspect all the food supply. But also there are some civil affairs opportunities to where that friend told me that if you can teach somebody how that they could maybe even raise one more goat a year, it makes a big difference in their life.
Dr. Slayton said while he's not looking forward to being away from his family, he is looking forward to the experience and being able to take part in this opportunity. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.